Hello, good morning again from Paul O'Mahony in outsourced to Crouch End in North London. As some of you will know, I went to see a play about Ibsen last night. The play is called The Emperor's Self, and it's written by Mahdi Yahya. Now that's Mahdi Yahya. Now, I met the writer-director of the play after the play in the bar very briefly, and he's incredibly young. I think he can't be more than about 25 years old. And he has written a play which, you know, took my breath away from the point of view of the concept underpinning it. It's visually amazing in the sense that it is a whole series of set pieces. Now, they are actually tied together, but which you could YouTube or which you could video as art installations almost. There are a whole load of tiny cameos joined together throughout the play, which is in two halves. There's an interval in the middle. And I just want to say a few things about the play, about Henrik Ibsen. It's really an attempt by the author to come to terms with Ibsen and to make a statement about Ibsen, or more particularly, I think, to make a statement about the self in the light of Ibsen. The play is called The Emperor's Self, and it's a terribly, terribly clever title because, well, Ibsen wasn't an emperor, but my goodness, he didn't have come to dominate the world dramatic scene ever since he became incredibly famous late in life. So in one sense, Ibsen is an emperor, but the title The Emperor's Self is definitely a play on the word self. In other words, the self is really the emperor of it all, the boss. So what sense of self underpinned Ibsen's work? What sense of self do you have when you're sitting in an audience watching actors perform, musicians play, movement, gesture, timing, form, structure, and a whole lot of actions that take place within a very formalized environment. The creation, which I'm probably being incoherent about, is remarkable in that it is a far cry from the romantic play structure where you have a story that has a beginning, it has a middle, and it comes to a nicely rounded off end. This is more an example of a writer's journey into a way of making meaning through symbols. Lots of things happened in Ibsen's life and they're referenced on the stage. An example might be something to do with a black cat. Forgive me now for not being able to remember the details of the play, but Ibsen saw somebody fall out of a tower and get killed at one stage in his life, apparently as a young child, and had a bit of an impact on him. So things like that are brought up in the play. There are examples, there's little scenes where, and we're talking about a big cast, we're talking about 10 people or 10 or 11 people on stage, supported by four musicians, all of whom played strings, who came on wonderfully at the end and played us out. The play has absolutely no ending, really, and in a way that's shown by the repetition towards the end of time and time again of a particular action, which one of my companions at the play said completely killed the play for him. He thought, you can't possibly do the same thing six times on stage and hold an audience. But I was in a different mindset about it. But the other thing I want to say is that, you know, okay, my son was playing Ibsen and I'm the proud father, but I am very struck by the playwright and how a young man from the Lebanon, because that's where he's from, has poured his artistic self. He must be a precocious genius, actually, to be so sophisticated in his style. If you go to the play at the in the theatre in Hackney, I think you'll be challenged to. It will not be like what you're used to, and that to me is the first remarkable thing. Everybody has to find their own individual voice, and what's the point in aping other playwrights? Now, of course, there are references. This is a bit like Brecht, and who else came through my mind? Peter Greenaway actually was a big person came into my mind this morning, that this play reminded me of some of Peter Greenaway's work. But enough enthusiasm. If you are anywhere around London and you're interested in drama and theatre, and particularly able to be challenged by something a bit avant-garde, go along to see this play. It would be greatly helped if you knew your Peer Gynt and you knew your John Gabriel Borkman and you knew your Master Builders. I'm afraid I only know about two or three Ibsen plays, and none of them very, very well. And I was fairly shocked to hear that he published 19 poems as well. Now that's really going to be something I'm going to get after. And while I'm at it, I just want to tell you a few of the people who were in the play with my son. There was Jeff Arnold. There was somebody who must be Welsh called Arwell. I can't pronounce it. Yestin Arwell. Natalie Wallace, Tom Larkin, mustn't go too quickly here, Michael Edwards, Caroline Aymer, who I met afterwards and said hello to, a very nice person, Natasha Andrews, Tristan Brooke, Jackie Halliday, and Samantha Dakin. Now these all might be people who will be famous someday. Certainly their performance was sharp, tight, fabulous timing. These people were, you know, gave the impression of being directed flawlessly. This is not a play where the actor does a bit of improvisation. There, at one stage, my son told me that when he was auditioning for the part, he had to walk from A to B, wherever the audition was held, in a precise number of steps, sit down in four steps, and then turn his head in five more steps while delivering a monologue. So this just gives you an idea of the director's concept of creating a very, very tight structure within which he wants the actors to be free to perform. Now, of course, freedom is the recognition of the necessity to do what the director demands. I guess that's what young actors will have to confront and deal with. But anyway, I ramble, I'm out of my depth, but I just want to say it was well worth going to. It's Paul O'Mahony, who's just been talking about this play called The Emperor Self, which runs until Saturday at the Alcola Theatre in Hackney. Starts at 8 o'clock, and you will not be the same person after you've seen it. All the best. Bye-bye.